This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2110.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American I'm talking about, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on. But listen, I've got to reach for my what? My coffee. I'm just coffee deprivated today. Excuse me. Oh. Say hallelujah, brother. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so welcome back to another hour of Agenda 21 Radio. The experiences of gender. And, of course, we're being invaded, of course. This is the human shield thing going on. All orchestrated by the enemies of the state. People who do not like the United States of America. Who want to conquer, destroy, tear asunder. And target California. The welcoming embrace into the bosom that is California, right? Because these indigenous people, they've been taught and trained that California is their rightful land. They are the heirs to it. Of course, it's a complete lie. This gets into the Pocahontas thing. Don't you just love the way we can weave these realities together? The delusion of a Pocahontas and a delusion of an entire people who have been taught and trained since they were young, that they are the rightful heirs of California and America. And, of course, the strategy that's been played for the last 30, 40 years to do this. I mean, the whole thing, we call it California cleansing taking place. It's even happening today in the Bay Area, right? I mean, the Bay Area businesses are leaving. They're fleeing California because of the fecal matter in the syringes that their employees have to walk through. You know, I had the discussion. I was relaying this discussion. I'm pretty sure this guy listens to the radio show now. But when we first declared independence for New California, what happened was we what we did is we got calls, about 10,000 calls. I kept tabs of the calls. We have recordings and all this other stuff. And call after call, I mean, we were just getting hammered when we declared independence. Well, one of the calls we got, late in January, I believe. No, it was February. It had to have been February. I hadn't gotten any call. I had monitored what counties people were calling me from, and we were getting calls from 56 counties of the 58. And the last two holdouts were Marin and San Francisco County. Now, San Francisco, a lot of people don't know, but San Francisco County is a very, very tiny county. It's very tiny. It's all of San Francisco, the city. So the city and the county are the same. Okay, get it? Because they're very small. So here's San Francisco, which has huge density, very urban. And then you have Marin, which is somewhat ruralish. So I'm getting calls from everywhere but there. And all of a sudden, I got my first call from San Francisco, and I'm like going crazy. Ah, we finally got one. Took a month for them to do it. But we finally got one. So I said, oh, we got 57 counties now. And then Marin jumped in. Oh, yeah, Marin jumped in. I'm trying to get my sequencing here. I'll have to go back and check out my notes. But what they came in very quickly, the two of them together. I can't remember the order, but I think it was San Francisco was the last one. I'm sorry. I'm so confused. This is, I know, a little detail. But anyway, so he calls. This guy calls, and he's got a business. And one of the businesses that's named and listed, actually, in this article that we read yesterday, I think I may have told you this story, but I think it's very poignant to tell you. That he and his point was, I got to get my business out of this area. And he said, is New California going to be San Francisco? And I said, no, it's not. San Francisco is not going to be New California. It's just not going to happen. The population density doesn't justify it. And I said, you know, come on, think about it. Why would we want that county? It's one of the worst counties and managed worst counties in the nation, actually, San Francisco County. A lot of people don't understand that. I would say that even places that, you know, San Joaquin, Stanislaus area, you know, Stockton area, and then down in San Bernardino County, they're by far run better counties than San Francisco. I mean, even with the plights that they have, you know, you get the city of Stockton, that's where they give out the $500 to all the gangster guys. But even they have a much better run. That's just my opinion. I mean, obviously, they're run better because you just don't see the feces running around out there. Anyway, this guy was lamenting the fact, and I mentioned it last night in my speech I gave. I said, this guy was talking about he's really tired of cleaning the carpets because the people walk through the feces to get to work, and it comes in on their feet and on the carpets in the building. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. Great way to spread disease, by the way. This is a magnificent. This is why we're supposed to have sewer systems, and the laws are very strict that you cannot have public defecation or urination. And they changed that in San Francisco deliberately. Did you know that? The city of San Francisco and county, by extension, changed that. So it's okay to defecate. That's why when you go to San, I don't go there anymore. I don't go to San Francisco anymore. I have a rule. I just don't go. And I love San Francisco. It's a beautiful place. But, you know, the defecating thing, what I don't understand about these guys, they drop trowel, and then they lean up against, they kind of put their butt up against the building, and they poop. And you can feature that. And you see these poop splatters on the walls of these buildings. So, you know, I'm just giving you a little bit of a primer on how sick it is in San Francisco and how sickly it's run by the sickos down there. Get it? So this guy who employs people, he's about had it with California in general. But then San Francisco, because his people are walking through syringes and poop. And I said, no, man, you can't do that. He said, can't you make it New California? I said, no, San Francisco is not. I said, you're going to have to move to New California. Now, of course, this is the embrace into the bosom of what California is offering to illegal foreign nationals right now that are invading. Wide open elections. So you can come to California and you can vote. Yeah, baby. You want to vote? You vote. And, of course, isn't that why they're wanting these people to come north now to vote and disrupt California's election system is the one that's really under scrutiny. And, by the way, it's so corrupt, it's just beyond repair. In my opinion, We had a great speech last night by the election integrity lady, who did a fantastic job in outlining everything that was going on with voter fraud in California. It's complete. It's replete. The whole system, top to bottom, fraudulent. Fraudulent. Everything about this election coming up is a fraud. And it's designed to hustle in illegal foreign nationals to vote. So that should be a surprise that we're getting tens of thousands of people that are coming. By the way, the number that we called out, we stick with it. When we first heard about the current invasion a couple weeks ago, we knew it was going to happen because we heard about the organizing. That's why Pence went down there. He heard about the organizing going on. The federal government did. They're out in front of it and warned them, don't let this happen. And now it's happening. They've got this big surge coming. It's not 1,500. It's the 1,300, I think, was the first reported number. And we said, no. Oh, no. And now, by the way, it's kind of interesting. They shut down the Facebooks. They used when they did the Pueblo Sin Frontera thing, they had Facebook Live. And, now, I do know, I did see one. I got one sent to me this morning by Dane. Dane, call in. Just tell us. Help us out, brother. Dane sent one in. And it's the only one I've seen so far. So there's got to be more now. People have to be doing the Facebook streaming business and all that stuff so they give you an idea. But you can get a real interesting, you can get your eyes on the numbers of people for yourself. And it's way more than 1,300. And the number that we've been told is that magic number of 10,000, of course. And there's more gathering all the time. It's the highly organized invasion. Ladies and gentlemen, highly organized. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4255. 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA.
Eight.
Agenda 21 Radio. I'm sorry, I just get rocking. Time to rock out. Okay, we're reading grievance number 39 against the state of California. And, man, amazing stuff happening. Amazing stuff happening in California. And, you know, again, this invasion that's happening is really the thing I think that everybody needs to take a look at and understand what is truly going on. And, you know, the invasion forces are children and babies, right, being trafficked, all of them. It's trafficking. This is the thing. We have to come to grips with this. This is modern-day slavery. Anytime when you're buying and selling human beings, I got word for you. Slavery. There it is. Slavery. We cannot be in denial about this any longer. And it's going to take a strong, firm leader to get this thing rocking and rolling, right? To make sure that slavery is wiped out. And where are the Dems on this? Pocahontas, anyway? Right? So let's weave these two together. Elizabeth Warren in the caravan. Pocahontas. Let's check out some of the other stuff, though. I just got this. It says, new caravan masses towards U.S. border, doubles in size. Really? Really? Doubles in size. I'm shocked. And this is from, again, Reuters. Reuters. Another Reuters story just popped up about this. See, to me, when you're being invaded, you might as well get the publicity out about it, right? You might as well talk about it because it's happening. Agua caliente. Yeah. Excuse me. For those of you that do not know, gotta have some more coffee. We're having so much fun today. Agua Caliente, Guatemala. Now, for those of you that don't know, that means hot water. Water that is hot. Caliente. Mucho caliente. Vasos de agua. That means glass of water. Get it? Okay. I gotta teach you some Spanish here. All the Spanish I ever learned, I learned in the orange groves picking oranges over the years. With my, they called me Hueto, by the way. I was known as Hueto. So much for white trash picking oranges, right? Yeah, I got that when I was a kid. Up to 3,000 migrants crossed from Honduras into Guatemala on Monday on a trek northward after a standoff with police in riot gear warning from Washington that migrants should not try to enter the United States illegally. The crowd more than doubled in size from Saturday when, oh, this is the thing, 1,300. The impoverished nations of Central America. Now, I wonder why they're impoverished. Is that the United States doing that? Is that the oil companies doing that? Is that what's going on in Argentina? I don't think so. I think this indigenous peoples movement, which is pervasive all through Central and South America, is being caused by a few people, Bill Ayers being one of them, and the Maoists down there out of Peru. A police official on site said the Central Americans could pass freely through the region as long as they complied with migrant control. What's migrant control? Like pest control? What's migrant control? They complied with migrant control. What's migrant control? We're going to drop in on Donald Trump. He has to take us in, said Andrea Fernandez, 24, who left Honduras with a newborn baby, a 5-year-old daughter, and a 7-year-old son because she said she could not find work and feared for her safety. Mexico's Migration Institute said in a statement Monday that March participants would need to follow immigration rules to enter the country without specifying the criteria. The law does not provide for any permission to enter the country without meeting the requirements and then go on to the third country, the government agency said. Do you want me to read that again? Let me read that again for you. What do you think? We'll just read this bad boy. This is a quote from this government agency in Mexico. This is a quote. The law does not provide for any permission to enter the country without meeting the requirements. And then go on to the third country, the government agency said. Now, this was the reporting was by Jorge Cabrera. An additional reporting by Gustavo Palencia and Tegucigalpa. Tegucigalpa. And running by Diane Beth Salam. Okay, we got these three writers and they put that quote in there? Man, I hope they didn't get a paycheck. Mexico's Migrant Institute said in a statement on Monday that March participants would need to follow immigration rules to enter the country without specifying the criteria. Okay, so that's what... Okay, all right. I take it back. You guys did report it right. I was wrong. Okay, this is how it goes. This is the statement at the end of the article. Let's be clear. I want to be clear. They got it right. Their writing says Mexico's... Because this is what's happening. They've got to now go through Mexico. They can claim asylum in Mexico. But Mexico really doesn't want them, so wink, wink, nod, nod. Hey, you get your butts north, is what Mexico says. So this is what Mexico's saying, and they reported it right. Jorge, Gustavo, and Tegucigalpa, and Diane, I am sorry, sincerely sorry. You're doing the right thing. You said that it's my misinterpretation. I don't want that to ever happen again, of course. So this is their statement. Mexico's Migration Institute said in a statement on Monday that March participants would need to follow immigration rules to enter the country without specifying the criteria. Of course not. That's why this whole thing was just suddenly, what? Because I was reading it, you know. All right, anyway. So the law does not provide for any permission to enter the country without meeting the requirements. Really? Then it goes on and says, and then go on to the third country, end of quote. The government agency said. Now, what does that mean? There's no criteria. They made a statement with no criteria. So it goes in Mexico. If you ever had experience in Mexico, you know what I'm talking about. And they want to make California Mexico. And this is the way they're doing it. Demographic shifting, of course. Change the demographic. You know, listen, I sponsored this conference. I go back to this. How much time do we have? I sponsored a conference in 1993, and we brought in Joel Kotkin. And Joel Kotkin is one of the world's most renowned, demographers. And he gave a speech, and in his speech, he talked about the demographics of Central and South America. Okay? And he said that at the time, this is in 1993, I got to remember, 1993, and he used the numbers 93. He said that the age of 16 years and younger in those countries, Central and South America, mostly Central America, are you ready for this, was 93 million. 93 million. And he said at the time, he said, you know, they got no economy down there. They got nothing. They have absolutely nothing. They got to go someplace. And he predicted they're going to come to California. That was his prediction then. And guess what? 2018, he's right. We'll be right back.
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And I'll tell you, it's kind of a crazy, crazy day, isn't it? Crazy, 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 crazy. I wonder what's really, truly going on. we know what's going on. The march is on. The invasion forces are here, and they're going after it. Sad to say, that's exactly what's happening. So we have to kind of gird our loins, so to speak, and make the best of it, don't we? Because we have been handed a fine set of circumstances, haven't we? And the president has. The question is, what's the president going to do with all this, right? What's going to happen? I don't want to be distracted from this, and I think that they're going to try and continue to distract from, dissuade all this. I think they're going to try to. Cloud City on Venus. This is NASA. And also some other things. This is a NASA cloud Oh, for the space freaks out here, all of you space freaks. Scientists make plans to save Pacific Northwest killer whales. Okay, great. Mysterious radio signal unusually close to Earth. New Scientist. Here we go. The Daily Newsletter. Sign up for the mysterious cosmic radio signal spotted unusually close to Earth. Wonder what that means. These radio antennas are really cool, actually. They show a big picture of the radio. If you've ever been out in the desert, and I'm sure that on the East Coast you haven't been, but they have these huge radio antennas out there that are just massive. And, I've been up to them before. They're like, wow, out there in the Owens Valley in particular. It says a strange flash of radio waves that was recently detected in space has been now traced to its home galaxy and appears to originate from relatively nearby. Now, nearby, this is the space continuum business. You hear about these kind of things. And that's why I'm always fascinated by them. Fast radio bursts, or FRBs, are blasts of radio waves that last for only a few milliseconds but can contain as much energy as our sun puts out in decades. Over 50 have been spotted in space since they were first discovered in 2007. However, we still don't know what causes them. All right. Global warming. Hello. If you think for 1 second that man's activities, all of them combined, everything, every day, double, triple it, quadruple it, if you think the energy that we expend on this surface of this earth can create such global warming, and listen, guys, the magnitude of global warming and all the other things that go along with it is the key point here, guys. The magnitude of all this is key to understanding what's going on, okay? This is something that I think you've got to really clearly understand this. The size, the scope of all this is beyond the pale to understand. You've got so much stuff going on out there. In terms of the size, I mean, Earth, compared to the size of the sun, it's like comparing a, I would say a pencil point to a basketball. That's the size and scope, okay? Now, I want to be very clear about this because people just do not get it. They really, truly do not get it, and they need to get it. They need to understand what is truly going on here. Because if you don't get it, guess what? You're going to be in this miasma of all these things that people have been talking about. Okay? You're going to be in this miasma in which, how should I say, you're going to be in this dilemma that's going to be, what's the word? In a quandary all your life about this, and you're going to be so ignorant about global warming and the size and scope and scale of it, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you this story, and with that thought in mind, that you've got a pencil point, and that's the size of the Earth compared to a basketball, but even bigger than that. It's got to be a huge beach ball. The size is just unbelievable, okay? Now, here's this. Global warming is directly affiliated with the sun, okay? I'm serious. Can it not be? It is directly associated with the sun. That is a fact. That's how global warming works. It's the sun, you silly goose. Now, this is the comparison. So for all of you out there, they're talking about man-made global warming and the carbon dioxide. We have got to spray ourselves like bugs to prevent this. It is farcical science when you consider the scope and the size of the universe, the magnitude of it all. This is the way it works. And I told this story one time to a friend of mine. Well, it's a friend of mine, an acquaintance, who they were all in on the global warming thing. They were all in. They would go to these Al Gore meetings and stuff and be cheerleaders. Oh, yeah, Al Gore, Al Gore, Al Gore. Back in the day. So I show up for dinner, the scientist that I am. And they're just all, and they're pseudoscientists. They didn't know biology from chemistry. They didn't know chemistry from rocks. They didn't know nothing. Really ignorant. Financially, they're financial gurus, and they were very wealthy, by the way. And so give them that. But now you're in my realm of science and everything, and they said, Paul, do you believe in global warming? I said, yes, I believe in global warming, absolutely. And I believe in global cooling. And they said, what do you mean? I said, I absolutely believe in global. And you could see her perk up, and she's like, oh, yes, see, justification for Al Gore, Al Gore. And, of course, I delightfully let her down. But this is what I said. I said, well, yes, there is global warming. And this is the way it works. When the Earth warms up, guess what? It's the sun that's warming it. They look like, I said, well, and you know, there's a phenomenon that happens when the Earth warms, and we can sense the temperature rising and everything. When the Earth warms, guess what? So does the moon. It warms. It gets warmer too. And in fact, the relationship is identical. Because, you know, we have sensors on the moon. We know what the temperature of the moon is right now because people visited the moon, left them behind. So when the Earth is warming, so is the moon. They were shocked to know that. And I said, even Venus and Mars and Pluto and Saturn, they warm too. They get really, really warm. And I said, finally, and you know what else gets really warm? Out there beyond Pluto and Neptune and Saturn, you have Uranus. And they looked at me like, is that a joke? I said, no, seriously. And by the way, when it cools, Venus, Mars, Pluto, Saturn, the Earth, and the Moon, and Uranus all cool as well. You see, the solar cycles, as they're called, from the sun produces so much energy, it can actually warm the planet. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're back, much to the chagrin of many people, but much to the glee of others, right? Anyway, just want to say thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and also going to our sister websites. We really do appreciate that. Agenda 21 Radio, and of course, New California State. New California State, making the 51st state. That's what we're doing. We're making the 51st state. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. I'm telling you, it's glorious. And, yeah, we're going to be coming alongside the president. We will definitely stop what goes on in the border. The border chicanery, shenanigans. They're trying to destroy this country, which is exactly what they're trying to do right in front of your face. They're trying to steal it. They're trying to destroy us. Not going to happen. Yet, nada. Not going to happen. At least not on my time or yours, right? Just something that we just will not permit. It's important that we don't permit it, ladies and gentlemen, that we cannot tolerate these kind of things. Invasion of our own country, not securing the border. This is something the president has to do. If the president's going to have to call out lots of armed forces, literally, to prevent these people from coming. It's been a setup. It's been a design. Destroy the economies and tell them to go north. And to go north, by the way, and give us your money as you go north. That is what we have here. Isn't that interesting? We need to stop it. And we can stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, we can. Unfortunately, it's going to have to come to putting a lot of people on the border to protect it, keeping people from streaming in, arresting a lot of people, moving people back out of the country. It's going to have to be a little bit more proactive than what we've seen before. And the left is going to scream like crazy. We understand that. But they're trying to overthrow our country. We need to get a grip on that. And they're using our own systems against it. The corrupt election system in California is King Kong of them all. Flood the border. Bring them in. Get them driver's license of all things. Right? And we know about the fraud now. The whole fraudulent thing is it was set up. We now have discovered it. It's now time to bring in federal agents to go to all the polling places and monitor federal agents to monitor the voting in California. I think if the arrests need to be made, arrest people. It will send a strong message. If people have been corrupting this system that's violating civil rights all over the place and it's criminal, and we need to rely upon loyal federal officials who will do that to assure our right to vote, citizens' rights to vote. If they're breaking campaign rules and regulations, then they need to go to jail and instantly. This is one of the greatest things that we have as citizens is the right to vote. And right now, it's in peril. It is in peril. And the government, the federal government, needs to step in California. Because California, Jerry Brown's California, has gone way over the mark in violating the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which means that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And right now, of course, what has Jerry Brown done? Violated that. He has violated that. And that, of course, is the quintessential right that we have, one of them. Of course, the top one is freedom of religion, right? Guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution. All the elements of the First Amendment of the Constitution are treasured rights given to us by God, not by the government. But we need the government to be our servants right now and to protect us from invasion, which, by the way, we have a right to. It's called the Guarantee Clause. In the Guarantee Clause, we have freedom from, are you ready for this? Freedom to have a Republican form of government. The government guarantees us republicanism, and it's not happening with the voting system we have. It's broken down. When illegal foreign nationals have more rights than us, there's a problem. We're not the guarantee is not there. It's broken. It's violated. Freedom from invasion. We have the freedom from invasion. And right now we're being invaded. Hello? And lastly, freedom from domestic violence. Are we free from that? Sanctuary cities, anyone? No. These are all violations of the Guarantee Clause. These are all violations of the Supremacy Clause, which is the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, not Jerry Brown's laws of the land. And he is the man at the top who's exercising this against us. Right here, right now. That's what he's doing. And we have a guarantee. We have a guarantee for freedom and liberty that must be honored by the president. Yes, we want the president to step in. The president must act. He must protect the southern border. He must protect us from invasion. He must give us a Republican form of government. And he must protect us from domestic violence. That's what the Constitution calls for. That's what his oath of office is all about. I guess we're sort of pleading for this to happen, and it will. I believe the president will do the right thing at the right time. There's a strategy. And we will prevail. We will prevail as Americans. As United States citizens living in California and the other 49 states. Anyway. So I'm pontificating. So what? It's my radio show. I'll do it. Anyway. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. So stay with us. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Hi.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Independence Day. Remember that movie? Where the aliens came down and invaded. Aliens everywhere. Right. Well, here we are. Aliens all. Well, these illegal foreign nationals aren't sweeping down. They're walking. Being facilitated, of course, by the government of Mexico. Of course, naturally. They want this to happen. They don't like Americans much. No. They want their land back, of course. The biggest lie of all is that it's their land. It's not. It's not their land. Never was, never has been. Anyway, that's just me talking, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And a21r.com is the simple way. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. The state of the future, New California. Hey, by the way, grievance 39 today. 39. Not doing too bad, huh? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, that, like I said, visit our website, 821R.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember to stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.